Hi, my name is Randy, and I would like to welcome you to my 97th episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Well, let's stop, drop, and roll right into the program. Well, now we got a surprise for you. We got CJ joining the program for this last story I did, and I think he deserves a round of applause here.
Thank you.
What kind of pizza are you having?
Hi, Randy, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked. I'm actually having a Heggie's pizza. It's their, I don't know what they call it. It's got all kinds of stuff on it. But anyway, it's a hometown pizza. It was actually, well, it's not hometown now, but it was actually created. Heggie's Pizza is actually was based out of Anoka, my hometown. And they had a pizza place up across from the high school on 7th Avenue called Heggie's Pizza. And now they branched out, and I think they're based out of Malacca now. I even went to school with Jeff Hegedus, and it was his parents that owned the pizza place. But now, you know, a shameless plug, you can find them at a lot of the holiday gas stations, a lot of the Cub food. So they've gotten some, you know, some distribution out there. And all started here in this little old town in a little tiny corner pizza joint. So that's what I'm having.
Yeah, we just had a gas station do a lot of remodeling, and they're offering Piccadilly pizza. And they, not a lot of places in the past had seating areas, but now they seem to be adding seating areas to eat the pizza if you buy it at a convenience store or gas station, whatever. And we just recently had a Godfather's Pizza return to this town. And towards the end of April 2019, we're going to have Domino's reopen here. So the Godfather's is a little out of my way. They will not be delivering, but they do have a seating area. But Domino's will have a seating area too here. We did have
I'm kind of partial to Heggie's Pizza. Being I went to school with Jeff, and it's a hometown pizza, and it's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I take a bite. Good pizza. I never had people eating pizza on your program before.
No.
It's good pizza.
sounds like you got a woman there.
No, this is better than a woman. It's pizza. Anyway, as my mouth is full, get your mind out of the gutter. You're speechless. You're not even saying anything.
Yeah, that's not good when you're doing a radio show. That's why I spend so much time editing, is getting rid of those spaces. But well, what I was doing, well, is
I can about imagine the sound effects you're going to put in this thing.
Yeah, I should. I got a ton of those. I'll find something. But the story I did, we're going to backtrack a little bit. I said we were going to get on to another topic, but the story I did was about a woman who wrote an article. I don't know if it's for the Notre Dame University paper or whatever, but she was appalled attending mass services that women would actually wear, leggings, like black leggings or yoga pants that people those. That guys would be leering at those all the time, and she was trying to shame them that they were showing the guys their butts. And I'm going, well, these women are of age, and, you know, I mean, you're trying to be parents for everyone. I don't know. Maybe it's not the greatest place to be wearing those, but it's not like they're wearing a two-piece bathing suit at the mass. On the right woman, I do find those things sexy. But I mean, you know, women know what type clothes will make the guys look a little more. Come on.
Yeah, but I think, and this is kind of getting off of another, that's good pizza, by the way, if I didn't tell you. I do think, though, when it comes to church dress in general, people have gotten way off course of decent clothing to wear when it comes to church and stuff like that. So I don't know about the leggings and all that, but in general, it seems like anything goes now in church, which just shouldn't be. There should be some respect there, but anyway, that's my opinion.
Oh, yeah. When I was young, it was like suit and tie for the guys, and it was proper dress for, and then now I don't know if this is more for contemporary services, but I'm sure that a really strict Baptist church probably would be the same way. We used to have that, but now I think it's a Mexican church at this time.
Huh.
So I don't know what to think about that. And she, well, I saw a movie, and I think this is actually true. I don't know if they banned it now, but wasn't it the University of Michigan that used to have the Naked Mile Run?
I think so.
If you'd ever seen the American Pie movies, the last one I ran across, I didn't even know they had made this movie, but maybe she should watch that movie and see how offended she is, because there are a lot of nice breast shots in that movie. And I don't know if spectacular is the word, but they're really nice breasts. Like you said, I should get my mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, you've been in the gutter ever since we've been eating pizza.
I guess it's what I'm drinking. I've had a couple of margaritas tonight, so I might be. Yeah. If I'd had a third one, it would have been worse. Because those two strawberry margaritas, if it had been three of those, that would have been worse. Because two of them together would have been made a fishbowl, you know. They're pretty big.
Yeah, I've seen them. I don't drink, but I've seen them, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, maybe. And I have noticed that a lot of things go now that used to not, kind of like the music where we used to sing old time hymns and stuff, and that's kind of what my mom was griping about. She didn't like the contemporary music and all that. She didn't say anything about how people dressed. I guess I didn't really notice a lot of women in leggings at the church we attended. Guys wear sweatpants. I wear camouflage sweatpants, and there we have the trains coming through. I'm sure if she walked to certain Walmart, she would see worse things going on. I've seen a lot of bizarre, I think it's Walmart.com or some site that has the worst of the worst pictures of that people have caught at Walmart.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. It's just crazy, some of the stuff that what people get by with wearing in stores like that.
Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion, just like me. I mean, if a woman's on a beach and attractive in a two-piece bikini, I'm gonna look. I don't have a wife or a girlfriend to start pounding on me if she's on it. So, I mean, I've kind of made the comment before. I mean, what's the difference between a two-piece bikini and a bra and panty set? I mean, a clasp on the bra. I mean, I don't know. I think it's kind of changing times with the immigration to this town and other factors, I guess, that have changed things as far as apparel at services. At first, I thought it was a story that she was at a football game where she saw this, but then I read that it was at Mass.
Mm.
And she had four kids, and she goes, well, I taught them not to leer. And I said, you know, they're not going to leer with you around. And she goes, well, she does go, I hope they don't do it when I'm not around. I go, lady, they probably masturbated to worse than this. So, she wants to change things. I keep writing about it, I guess. Maybe some people will change their ways.
Yep, hopefully so. It needs to be done. They've gotten way too liberal in the churches with dress and dress code and all that.
I mean, what have you seen at church that you would consider unacceptable dress?
I personally don't like shorts. I don't think shorts ought to be worn in church.
Okay.
That's kind of the way I was raised. And I don't think, you know, all girls need to be in skirts and all that, but I don't think shorts ought to be permitted, even casual on a Wednesday service. I have a problem with that. And I don't wear shorts. I've never worn shorts in church unless it was to a youth function where we were going swimming or something. But to me, just every time I go to church, and especially on the Sunday morning, I see people come in with, you know, skimpy tops and shorts. And I'm like, you're not walking into somebody's living room. I mean, you're walking into a sanctuary. I mean, have a little respect.
Yeah, I can see that.
You got one day out of the whole week where, you know, certainly you can get by with at least jeans but whatever. That's just a personal thing for me, is I don't agree with people wearing shorts in church. It just, to me, that's just not acceptable.
I have seen people wearing hats in church, and I don't think that's I do have a friend, Paul, that says he used to say, when I go out with them, I never wear a hat in a restaurant. He thinks that's rude.
Mm.
And it depends on the restaurant for me. I mean, going to McDonald's or whatever, I don't care if I wear a hat or not. But if I was going to a nice steakhouse or whatever, I probably would not wear a hat. And also, I think I did a story a long time ago. I think it was on the one called Bad Manners, if you still can get it. I don't have a place where all my shows are showing up, and some of them still show up on sites that can't be played, but hopefully you find the ones you're looking for. But on this show, some woman was upset that this guy wore a hat in church. And yeah, I can see that, but last church I attended, or the one that I would attend again, is the drummer wore a hat. So
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, you wear them into the church, but once you get in, take it off. Have some respect. Again, that's just me. To me, it's a respect issue.
I think a lot of people too. They used to always say pastor before they said the pastor's first name. And now it's kind of just like, I think our pastor who did my officiating at my mother's funeral would not have a problem with people just calling him by his first name. But do you still say like Pastor Ron or Pastor Jeff or?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because that's a position that they've earned.
Yeah.
You know, they went to school and they've earned it. You go to a doctor's office, you don't say, oh, that's, you know, hey, John, how's it going? You know, or hey, Tim, how's it going? You go, hey, doctor, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've earned that. Now, what was funny about that whole thing is that I have a cousin who was a pastor, and I'm not going to mention his name or congregate the denomination or anything, but I would go in, and because it's so easy for me, I'm just, you know, I've never addressed him as Pastor so-and-so. It's always been, you know, his first name, because he's my cousin. Mm-hmm. And so I went in there and went in one time, and I was just a kid, young teenager, probably. We went to the church, and somebody come up to me, and I said, oh, yeah, so-and-so, and I used the first name is, you know, my cousin. And she goes, who's, and, you know, she mentioned the name, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, Pastor so-and-so. Oh, I didn't know that was his first name. And I said, well, that's what we all call it. But this is because we're cousins. So, yeah, it's the one and only time I can remember letting it slip and just using the first name, because that's what I was used to call him, you know. But then after that, you know, from that time on, and whenever I went into the church, I'd call him, you know, by Pastor so-and-so. But when we were out in public or whatever, you know, he was addressing by his first name because, you know, we're just, you know, relatives. So
I think it depends on the pastor, too, how they want to be addressed. I think one of my pastors before had addressed that issue, and he didn't mind being called by his first name. I think he talked about that in front of the congregation.
Now, on a personal level, I don't like being called Mr. Well, hey, Mr. Jones, so-and-so. I hate that. You know, call me by my first name. You know, you call me Mr., it feels like I'm an old man or something. Call me by my first name. You know, I even hate filling out when you're filling out a paperwork and you got to check off if you're a Mr. or Mrs. or whatever. I hate even checking that off because it's like, I'm not any of those. Just call me by my first name.
I suppose I should have that about Mr., but I have the same thing when they say sir. Makes me feel old. I don't know. And one guy, when the movie theater was still open in this town, we still do not have one, but he gave me the senior discount when I was definitely not a senior. So I did bring that up to him. And actually, I was looking at this dating site the other day. I plugged in my age, and it brought up immediately grannies looking for dates, and that just kind of made me sink. My age, I'm not looking for a granny just yet.
Go for the older women, huh?
Well, actually, there's some flack now. There's a Hollywood A-lister actor, I guess they kind of went to that instead of saying actress, but I'll say actress for this. But Kate Beckinsale, she's like 45 and dating somebody who's 20-something, and she's getting a lot of grief for that. But I have heard on a lot of, well, not a lot, but one other podcast where they mention that, you know, if you're out in Hollywood and you have money, that guys do not seem to age. I mean, when's the last time, you know, like Johnny Carson or Hugh Hefner, a lot of different male A-list stars dated someone exactly or near their same age?
Yep, I don't know. I guess that's the Hollywood prerogative.
She, you know, it's kind of a double standard. And she, well, it was David Spade who kind of ripped on her for, oh, she likes him young, and now don't get all bent out of shape and write me back. And she's like, she wrote back, she says, oh, it's never going to happen, Grandpa. And I thought that was pretty funny because he, and unfortunately, to find out he is the same age as me. It kind of felt, and she's dating. I don't know. It is a double.
I think when they do that, they're in it for the money. They're in it for the money more than the love or whatever else.
Some of them are. That's for sure.
And, well, hey, Randy, I've got to wrap it up here.
Okay.
Yep, I do have to cut it only because we are doing this via phone, and my battery's about to die on this. So.
Oh, okay. Well, nice to chat with you, though.
Yeah, I'm glad to have joined you again. via phone here. Hopefully, maybe the next time I will have my studio. I'm building one and started on it. I've started purchasing equipment here about a month ago, but now I'm remodeling a room so that we can actually install the equipment, and hopefully in the next week or two we'll have it done, so be able to broadcast from my studio.
That will be really cool. That'll be another test for this mixing board, is running a Skype call through the USB channel on my mixing board to my Audacity recording software. And some people on these podcast boards give me grief for using Audacity. And I'm going, well, a lot of these other software programs have a lot of features that are for musicians. And I'm not a musician, so.
Right.
And this is basically for podcasts.
Yep. Yeah, I use the Audacity program for most of my production work for radio, and it does me just fine. So, and that's what I'm going to continue using here.
Yeah, me too.
But hey, Randy, I do have to let you go. My battery light thingy on the phone is flashing, so I better say goodbye here before it just gets cut off here. But again, thanks for having me back on the program and talking about the Heggie's Pizza.
And a lot of other stuff.
Yep.
Well, nice chatting with you, and hopefully next time we'll get to do it through your studio mic.
Sounds good, Randy. Thanks again, and we'll catch you down the road again.
Sounds good. Well, I thought I'd give CJ a little fanfare, as he's now left the building. But I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. I would like to thank you, and especially you for listening. You can contact me at randyms12@gmail.com. You can tweet my Twitters at randypodcaster. Check out my blog at randyms12.blogspot.com. And check out my Facebook page under infotainment. You can also become a patron of this program at patreon.com/infotainment. There may be some shows there you have not listened to for a donation of your choice. I believe they begin at $1 to whatever. So, and this has been the Last Stop Podcast Shop on your internet dial. I would like to wish everyone a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight. Bye-bye, folks. Now that was a totally out-of-pocket podcast, don't you think?